Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today going to be cloudy, windy. We'll have a high in the low 40s. Kenosha right now is at 39 degrees. It is 40 in Burlington, Milwaukee 40, 39 in Racine. When a special election for Racine's next mayor is scheduled to pick John Dickert's replacement, well, that depends on the specific date that he's going to be leaving under a somewhat complicated process, which does include state and city rules, in which City Attorney Scott Lethney presented to the council's committee of the whole. Said state law lets the council appoint a replacement for the rest of the mayor's term through April of 2019, but city ordinance forbids it, and that only leaves the option of an interim appointment and a special election. The interim mayor until that special election, according to Lethney, is the council's appointment from an ordinance with specific language, and it starts with the council president. And while there's no general election this November 7th, he said specific rules and timeframes do allow a special election on or before February 1st with an October 10th primary.
The special primary would be held 4 weeks before November 7th. That would be October 10th. The nomination papers could be circulated following the day the clerk's files the council's order, and nomination papers would be due September 12th. 2017. So you pick the election date, and then we count backwards for all the other interim steps. So that would be if the special election is held on or before February 1st, 2018.
If the council decided to time the special election with the spring 2018 general election, let me set the time frame a little bit different, but with a normal February 20th primary.
Common Council's order for the special election would have to be issued between November 20th and January 2nd. Again, the primary would be held, if there needed to be a primary, on the same day as the spring primary, February 20th. Again, nomination paper circulated the day after council's action, and the nomination papers would be due on January 16th.
Lethney noting the Committee of the Whole could meet ahead of Mayor Dickert's resignation date and recommend procedural moves for an official council vote following that submission. There will be a recount of the votes in Racine's 3rd aldermanic district race that saw incumbent Mike Shields lose by 5 votes, the challenger John Tate, but the recount is going to have to wait on the official canvass to conclude. City Clerk Janice Johnson-Martin saying it will take place on Monday and it should be done by the afternoon. Shields expected to also run for council president off his re-election bid, which is another part of this recount equation. Meanwhile, the tie for 3rd place in the Village of Rochester trustee race between Douglas Webb and Robert Gerber, well, that'll be decided tonight, looks like, at the Village Hall with a method approved by both men. Perhaps it'll be a coin toss or perhaps using a deck of cards. Whatever the outcome, it is also possible that the loser would seek an official recount of the ballots, which gave each of them 256 votes. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser says everybody knew how he would begin last night's State of the County speech, saying that everything is really good. It's very strong. Cruiser noting that the county's AA-plus bond rating, solid reserves, and the number of businesses that have moved into the county, including German candy maker Haribo, which is opening up its first North American plant along the interstate in Pleasant Prairie. Well, Cruiser noted that the county's Planning and Development Division has been very, very busy.
Planning and Development issued 81 single-family permits, which is the most since 2008, and 440 total permits, which is the most since 2009. Our county's equalized value is expected to grow more than it did last year, and we were one of the highest in the state. And our unemployment rate is now below 5% in Kenosha County.
Cruiser adding that in order to keep the economic development ball rolling, major infrastructure projects are in the works over the next decade.
State Highway 50 to go to 6 lanes by 2021. County Trunk Highway S to go 4 lanes with completion in about 2022. State Highway 158 is on track to be completed, but not until after Highway 50 is completed. And hopefully, the legislature will get I-94 on track for Kenosha and Racine counties, because this just needs to get done. The longer it takes, the more expensive it will become.
Cruiser noting that the county must also continue to plan for tomorrow's opportunities. Fire in a Racine apartment building hallway at 2214 Washington Avenue yesterday afternoon caused little damage, but the investigator on the case is asking for any information that could help determine the cause. A 911 caller reported the carpet on fire at about 3:30 in the afternoon. Firefighters arrived to discover a piece of carpeting which had been burning already extinguished. A news release says the fire was contained in that second floor hallway, but smoke filled the rest of the building. The residents were evacuated until that smoke was cleared. The damage estimate was only about $300. and a Kenosha police officer accused of punching a doctor he believed was romantically involved with his wife. He's going to be learning what discipline he'll face during a special meeting this afternoon. We'll make that today of the Kenosha Police and Fire Commission. In a plea agreement with prosecutors, Kendall West pled guilty to two charges of disorderly conduct in circuit court and was fined $1,000 by Judge Mary Kay Wagner. He had originally been accused of a felony count of misconduct in public office and misdemeanor charges of disorderly conduct and battery for the incident that occurred outside Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center while he was on duty. The misconduct charge was dismissed in return for West's plea. The Police and Fire Commission has got a closed session going on today to hear from Chief Dan Miskinis and his recommendation for discipline for West, who has been on administrative leave ever since the incident unfolded. Phase 1 study efforts for a proposed multi-use event center on Racine's lakefront are underway and will not be halted. Citizen comments at the Common Council meeting last night, again presenting a mixed community response. It was Ken Brown promoting an April 13th meeting at Reef Point Marina to go over the requirements for a referendum.
We're going to discuss exactly how to take this back from this decision back to the people. I remember Mr. Friedel was in a meeting about 8 weeks ago, and we asked him directly, what if we put this up for a referendum? And he said, if we put it up for a referendum, the people will say no. That should be a pretty clear message.
Former Alderman and RDA Chairman Greg Helding pointing out the event center proposal is not just the mayor backing it.
And the notion that nobody's partnering is simply not true. For one thing, the city and the RDA are partnering. For another, we have a commitment from an anchor tenant, namely a hockey team, minor league hockey team. Furthermore, the whole point of phase one is to gather facts, figure out exactly what it is we need to know to help us to bring in and attract other partners, for instance, a hotelier, which is something we need to do.
The council last night on an 8-6 vote rejected immediate reconsideration of the previous event center study funding approval while sending it on to the Committee of the Whole for the week of April 16th. It's not the quality of the work, but the timeliness of it that led the Racine Public Works Committee to support a recommendation that Cornerstone Pavers be found not pre-qualified for bidding procedures. Common Council, though, after hearing from the company, sent the issue back for more discussion. Cornerstone's Chris Cape noted that they first got a letter from the city saying that they were qualified, then came a letter from the city saying just the opposite.
All aldermen of the city take fiscal responsibility as being very important. We have saved the city over $200,000 over the second bidder over the last 2 years. Additionally, both of last year's projects came in roughly a combined $65,000 under bid. Further, the quality of our work will result in streets that last longer and require less maintenance, again saving the city more money.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen said his recommendation to the committee was based on documentation about Cornerstone being late on project work and not by just a few days.
Seven contracts that they've worked on the city of here in the last 10 years, and in all seven of those contracts they were delayed. Call your attention to two contracts in 2015, concrete street reconstruction, which was 56 days late, and the street and alley paving north side accessible, which was 45 days late.
While going back to the Public Works panel, Cornerstone Pavers is clear and qualified in the meantime to bid on contracts. Coming up a little later this afternoon, the Kenosha City Plan Commission to review a conceptual plan for a proposed Mills Fleet Farm store at the southwest corner of 60th Street and 122nd Avenue, the West Frontage Road. The retailer proposing a 218,000-square-foot store, along with a gas station, convenience store, and a car wash in what is currently just a farm field. It's just north of where Aurora Healthcare is planning a new facility. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.